제32회 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자가 손전등을 찾은 곳을 고르시오.
Bob, what are you doing? Your friends are waiting for you downstairs.
Oh, Mom, I'm looking for something.
I'll help you. What are you looking for?
My flashlight. I have to use it tonight. Do you happen to know where it is?
I don't know, but think about carefully where you usually put it. Didn't you put it on your desk?
No, it's not there. I looked on the bookshelf as well, but no.
Then why don't you look on your bed?
Yes, I already checked there twice.
Did you take a look under the bed?
Of course I did. Oh, where is my flashlight?
Well, don't be so frustrated. Think back what you did last night before you went to bed.
Right. I think I put it in the drawer last night. Yes, here it is. Thank you, Mom.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 태도로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, why don't we go out for a walk? I feel pretty bored to stay at home during the whole weekend.
I think it's good to be at home and relax during the weekend.
Oh, come on. Look at the sky. Isn't it beautiful? It's really good to be outside.
But I don't want to walk. I mean, I'm tired and I want to do something relaxing.
All right, then why don't we go to a movie?
Not bad.
Which movie do you want to see?
No, I don't know. Whatever you'd like to see is fine with me.
Don't you have any strong feeling about this?
No, not really. It doesn't make any difference.
Then I'll choose what to see. You will not complain about my choice.
All right, whatever you want.
3번. 대화를 듣고 무엇에 관한 대화인지 고르시오.
Did you hear the news?
You mean the weather news?
Yes, the drought conditions are severe. There's a lot of dying and suffering in Africa.
But it's not surprising because we haven't had as much rain as normal this year.
If it could rain even a drop, things would be much better. My flowers in the garden are dying.
I guess you will not be able to water your garden. I heard that they're going to start rationing water.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
I happened to hear it from my neighbor this morning.
Did you hear anything else?
He also said that the reservoir had dipped below half its capacity this month.
Oh, it's getting more terrible than I thought.
Yeah, but think about Africa.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 직업 선택에 있어서 가장 중요하게 생각하는 것을 고르시오.
I'm beginning to think I'm not cut out for this work.
Oh, really?
Yes, actually, I'm thinking of quitting the job.
What? But you've been working for this company for almost 5 years. Are you sure you want to quit?
Yes, I feel like I'm wasting my talents.
Talent? What talent?
I'm not sure, but I think there must be something I can enjoy working at.
But we don't have to work late like people in other companies do.
Yeah, it's true that we have a lot of free time.
I think it's very important when choosing a job.
But for me, high salary counts rather than a lot of free time. In fact, our pay is not that great.
Well, I have to agree with you there.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화를 끝낸 직후 할 일을 고르시오.
What are we going to eat for dinner?
I think I'm going to fix some pork chops.
I'm afraid the meat is rotten.
That's strange. I just bought it the day before yesterday.
Well, actually, I forgot to put it in the refrigerator.
Then let's order a pizza.
Oh, honey, I already had it for lunch today. I don't want any more pizza.
Then what should we eat?
Why don't we eat out?
Again? Weren't you just complaining that it's too expensive to eat out?
Not when you're hungry. Besides, you don't have to do the dishes.
But it costs more money to eat out.
Actually, I've got this free coupon for a dinner special menu at the new restaurant across the street.
Oh, that's great.
6번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 각 과목에서 받은 성적이 다르게 된 것을 고르시오.
Susan, weren't you supposed to get a report card sometime this week?
Oh, well, I'm supposed to go shopping now. I love you, Dad. You're the best.
Don't try to butter me up. I can guess that your answer means you didn't do well in some of your classes.
Well, my English teacher is so boring.
Which means you're not doing so well in that class?
A C-.
How are you doing in your Spanish class? You said you liked that one.
I do, but I forgot to turn in some assignments and I got a C.
What about math?
That's no sweat. I got an A for math and science as well. Can I go now?
Not yet. How are you doing in history?
The grade is B, but that's my favorite class.
Good morning, may I help you?
Yes, I'm afraid there's something wrong with my car. It doesn't accelerate as fast as it used to.
Let me check it out for you. Could you sit there and wait a minute?
Yes, thank you.
There's something wrong with the engine. How often do you have your engine checked?
Well, actually, never.
Really? Then how long have you driven this car?
I've bought it 2 years ago and it was all right so far.
I think now is time to tune up the engine. I'll have it finished by tomorrow.
Oh, but I need to pick up my kids this afternoon. Could you hurry up a little?
Okay, then I'll do my best to have it done by 3 o'clock this afternoon. Is that okay?
That's great. Then I'll have 1 hour left until I pick up my kids at school. Thank you so much.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 직업으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, but aren't you Rosa Parks?
Yes. Oh, you are Jimmy Bronze. It's really nice to see you again.
Me too. How have you been?
I've been great. It's been such a long time.
You were planning to go to law school last time I saw you. Was it 5 years ago?
Yes, but I changed my mind.
Really? What made you change your mind?
I don't want to make you bored with all the details. Now I'm just studying medicine instead.
Wow, that's very interesting.
What about you? I remember that you didn't like working at the advertising company.
Right, I guess I was going to open my own real estate business.
So, are you running one?
Well, things turned out differently and I'm still staying at my old job.
A lot sure has happened since we saw each other 5 years ago.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 기분이 좋지 않은 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Tom. I'm back from my trip. How are you doing?
Oh, is that you, Jesse? I almost didn't recognize you.
Really? I just tanned my skin to light brown.
That's why you look different. Anyway, you look better. So, how was your trip?
It was not bad. It was really nice to relax in the sun.
But you look upset, in a way. Was there anything wrong during the trip?
No, it's not about the trip, but my roommate.
Your roommate? Why? Did you have a fight?
No, I'm just really disappointed with her.
How come?
She gave me her word she would water my plants while I'm away, but she didn't.
That's too bad. I can't believe she didn't.
My plants are almost dying, and she seems to have completely forgotten.
I guess you should talk about it with her.
10번. 다음을 듣고 캐나다의 산불에 대한 내용 중 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
There are thousands of forest fires in Canada every year. It's not surprising because there are a lot of forests in Canada. What's really surprising is that more than half of the fires are caused by humans. The lightning causes the rest. The fires usually start in April with grass fires. Then in May or June, the forest fires begin. By September, about 2,000 square kilometers burn with 9,500 fires across the country. During those 6 months, Canada hires hundreds of firefighters. Some are trained firefighters. Others are college students who need a job. The government spends millions of dollars protecting the trees.
(11번) 대화를 듣고 다음 일정표에서 대화 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, New Age Health Spa. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to join your spa program and I wonder your daily schedule.
Okay, in the morning we have silent meditation at 6:30, aerobic walk at 7, and breakfast at 8:30.
I see. What do I do after breakfast?
We offer body conditioning, which is mostly about stretching exercises.
That's good. And then?
After that, we offer a yoga class at 11, and you'll have lunch at 12.
Do you offer similar activities in the afternoon?
Oh no, we provide different activities such as woods walks at 2 and aquarobics at 3.
Don't you have any time for meditation?
Sure we do. We offer guided meditation right after the aquarobics. After that, you'll have dinner.
Is that the end of the schedule?
No, there's one more. The educational seminar on nutrition will be at 7:30.
I see. Thank you very much.
12번. 대화를 듣고 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Bob. Can I ask you something?
Sure, what is it?
You live near Wonderland, don't you?
Oh, you mean the amusement park? Yeah, it's very close to my place.
I'm planning to go there with my friends this weekend. I'd like to know if there's a shortcut.
Well, according to the map, 101 is a direct route. But the problem is that the traffic is always backed up on weekends.
Well, then what?
Why don't you take 110 North to 10 West, exit off Tinsel Avenue?
I see. By the way, which ramp do I have to get on to take 110?
Just get on it from the Oak Avenue.
How many miles to get there?
About 3 miles from your apartment, I guess.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
13번. 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오. 1번.
Sorry, I spilled some coffee on your pants.
That's no problem. The stain will come out.
2번.
These pants are small for me. Do you have any larger ones?
Sorry, those are the last ones left.
3번.
What do you think of these pants?
You look really great in them.
4번.
How do you like your coffee?
One sugar, please.
5번.
These pants look nice.
Maybe you can try them on.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
This has been a really great day out.
Yes, it has. What did you enjoy most?
Well, I thought the botanical garden was beautiful.
It certainly was nice. So many flowers and shrubs were in bloom.
I'm really looking forward to seeing the photos we took there.
Right. Let's print the film as soon as we get home.
I also liked the castle and its museum. Did you see that display of historical clothing?
Oh, yes. Some of the women's dresses looked very uncomfortable.
I could not stand them if I were born in that age. Some of them looked really fancy, though.
Now, how about going to the country dancing display?
I don't think we've got enough time. We'd better call it a day.
15번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sarah, I've been looking forward to our summer camp out for 3 weeks.
Me too. Did you put everything in the car?
Yes, everything's ready.
Good. Let's get in the car and start.
Okay, it's going to be a wonderful day for hiking tomorrow, camping under the stars.
Yeah, but Sam, I'm a little bit worried about the weather. The weatherman said it was going to rain this evening.
Nothing can spoil our camp. Those weather reports are never right.
But look at the sky. It's actually raining. Did you remember to bring our raincoats just in case?
No, I left them on the front porch.
Oh, no. I don't think it will stop soon.
So what are we going to do now?
Hello,
Steve. It's Kelly. How are things going? Are you still in bed?
Hi, Kelly. Yes, I'm still in bed.
I hope you will get better soon.
I thought I had the flu, but the doctor said it was just a bad cold.
Did you get some medicine?
Yes, but it doesn't seem to help.
Listen, forget about that medicine. I have just the thing to get rid of bad colds. You see, my mom is really into herbal medicine.
I know, but no thanks.
Come on, give it a try. You just take some herbal tea and drink it 4 times a day.
Have you drunk it yourself?
Of course. It really works. Believe me, you'll be up and dancing around in no time.
It was Sunday afternoon and Daniel was staying at home with nothing to do. He felt bored and decided to go out for a movie alone. He chose to see a movie in which his favorite actress, Kathy Thompson, starred. He bought a ticket, went into the theater, and found his seat next to a woman who was wearing sunglasses. The movie was so exciting and the acting was wonderful. Especially Kathy played so well. When the lights were turned on after the movie, everybody started to leave the theater. Then he was so surprised to know that the woman wearing sunglasses was Kathy Thompson. He couldn't believe his eyes, but it was true. After saying hello to Kathy, what would Daniel probably say to her?